Avodah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Zohar Bavli, Daf Ayin Vav. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Zayin, Amud Beis on the fifth line, Tani Rabbi Hoshia. Tani Rabbi Hoshia, Sarech Lahatpil. Rabbi Hoshia said that after the utensil has been kashered, one must still immerse it in the mikveh. Ke'ada, Rabbi Ami, should say, Salak, in Rabbi Yudin, Nasir, Lechamsa de Gader, Veshalon, Kesev, Min Elain, de Usinus. As we find that when Rabbi Ami went with Rabbi Yudin, Nasir to the bathhouses of Gader, they asked to borrow tongues of silver from the Euthynous Gentile family. Shalom Rabbi Yumia, Amma, Sarech Lahatbil, Lefisha Yatsu, Metumas Anochi, Venechisil Kutus Yisol, Neitzel Lechutz, Venilmad, Nafkin, Veshaman, Rabbi Yaakov, Ba'acha, Shimon, Baba, Veshem, Rabbi Yochanan, Lashonu El Lekech, Aval Shoyel, Mutta. They asked Rabbi Yumia whether the silver needs immersing, since it will later be returned to its owners, and he said that it does, since it has left the domain of the impurity of the Gentile and entered the domain of the sanctity of Yisol. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yehuda agreed to go out and learn the topic. They then heard that Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha and Shimon Bar Ba quoting in the name of Yochanan, the requirement to immerse the utensils only applies to those that were bought from a Gentile, but not to those that were borrowed. Me'ata afilu kelim, v'osha zavin kelim umadbilam. If so, this would even apply to utensils bought from a Gentile that had never been used before. And this law was actually observed by Rabbi Hoshia. Hacha at Amma Melavna Me'or, should say, V'hacha at Amma Magilam Bachamim. The question is, the Mishnah taught that utensils used for roasting must be heated in fire, and in Maseches Zevachim, the Mishnah teaches that such utensils with which one roasted the meats of sacrifices must merely be put into boiling water in order for them to spit out any flavours absorbed from the sacrificial meat, and render them now permitted to use. Chaymehu Bigu'ule Nochim, the Gemara answers that they were stringent with the utensils of Gentiles because they absorbed prohibited flavours. Sakin Techuva Ba'aret Shlosha Pa'amim Vadai. If a knife was used to cut prohibited meat, prohibited food, it may merely be inserted 3 times into the ground to scrape off the fat and grease from the knife. And in fact, according to the Talmud Bavli, 10 insertions are needed. The Yerushalmi only requires 3. Rabbi Bar b'shem Rabbi Yehuda hadad at Amma b'sakin katana, aber b'sakin gedoila sricha libun v'alibun sarech shiyu nitzoitzois menatzin mimena. But Abba, quoting Rabbi Yehuda, says that this refers to a small knife, but a large knife which is not smooth must be kashered properly, which involves inserting it into fire until sparks fly off. Hadno alach pech ha'sricha esapoyel u'stikala masechta d'avoyda zohar.